WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
All righty, good morning. 7:38, Brock Hunter.
How you doing?
Obviously, this weekend, Sunday, big game. We got ourselves the super schmo.
Yeah, man.
New England Patriots. Oh, yeah. I still want to say St. Louis Rams. I don't. It's still beating my head. But the Los Angeles Rams. It's going to be a good game. Rams kind of came out of nowhere. Yeah. They've been in L.A. for is this the first year, right?
Yeah, I think so.
As the L.A. Rams moving from St. Louis, quite a showing. Quite a team, done a lot of great things. Powerhouse team.
High-powered offense, man.
High-powered offense.
Fast offense. They're kind of like Kansas City in a way, man.
Young coach, Sean McVay.
They were comparing the two coaches yesterday. So McVay being the young, cool guy.
33 years old.
Players like to play for him because he listens, I guess. Yep. But people come off the field and they'll say, hey, you know, instead of let's going over the top, you know, feed it to me over the middle.
Yeah.
And he listens.
Yeah.
He's like one of the only coaches who like takes – players' opinions and is like, all right, yeah, I like that.
He is kind of
he's a very malleable coach.
Well,
which is weird because Belichick is the complete opposite.
Oh, complete opposite. It's his way or the highway. I think with the Rams coach, we're going to see a lot of young coaches getting opportunities now, and that could be a bad thing. Could be a good thing. He might be one of those rare cases. Not every young coach. I always kind of look at it as, you know, in The Waterboy, when after they start playing Bobby Boucher, all the other teams were like putting in their towel boys and water boys and didn't work out. I don't know. Are we going to see a trend now of all these young coaches? I mean, he's 33, 34 years old. That's nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, you're not a good coach, though, just because you're young.
Exactly. But everyone thinks, oh, it's these new way of thinking. Mm-hmm. The game has changed, so we need fresh ideas.
So his idea, like, I guess his philosophy, like I said earlier, like, he's very, like, open to opinions. He's very open to his players. And also, I guess he embraces personalities.
Yeah.
So that's why you have Ndamukong Suh on the team. They have a wide receiver, I guess, who's just he's got a massive personality.
Yeah.
A lot of teams don't like that. A lot of teams don't like Ocho Cinco. A lot of people don't like Chad Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because they're just too much.
And he
embraces it. So there's a way to do it and coach these guys.
I think so.
To embrace that personality and make them play their best.
Yeah.
And he's doing it. Obviously, he's in the Super Bowl.
Well, because you look at some of the Odell. They have no control over him whatsoever.
No.
And he was a super talented receiver that has squandered his talent because he was not properly handled in that sense, in my mind.
I think Odell would do great in L.A.
Think so?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's obviously not happy in New York, so
you know,
see what happens.
Yeah.
With the Giants.
And then you got Belichick, who's completely, like Randy Moss, for instance.
Yeah.
Playing for the, you know, he did well.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, he wasn't anything.
And he was kind of on the end, you know. I think he was past his prime at that point. Yeah. So
what's very interesting about Sunday is the two different coaching types and how they're going to try to figure each other out.
Yep.
Another great thing on Sunday, Tony Romo.
I'm so excited about
commentating the game. When you're watching this game on Sunday, do yourself a favor. Tell your wife to shut the hell up for a second. Because I'm trying to listen to Tony Romo.
Yeah.
He's going to call out plays, guys, before they happen, as motion happens, as the play's getting developed. You're going to hear Tony calling out what's going to happen.
Can we also, too, stop with the... I know it's fun to joke right now about saying, oh, it's great that Tony Romo is finally... too bad he couldn't call...
Read defenses when he was playing for the Cowboys.
Tony Romo has the fifth highest passer rating of all time.
Yeah.
He was a great quarterback on a pretty crappy team, and injuries really ended his career.
Riddled him, for sure.
The guy knows what he's doing.
He didn't have a team.
No, he didn't. Yeah. Unfortunately, he was picked... And put on a Dallas team that never could find success.
I think he was smart with what he did.
Yeah.
He knew.
Yep.
It's time to get out, man. You know, I don't have the team right now. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, why get another concussion?
Well, yeah.
And I mean, Now he's crushing it in the booth.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, we're going to come back with your predictions. Who do you think is going to win the game?
I got a few Super Bowl facts I want to throw out there.
We'll get out there as well with all the fun stuff that you need for this Super Bowl Sunday. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We'll be back in just a few. Stick around. Hey, good morning. It's 7:50.
Seb.
Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
925-WIRX, 925-9479. All right, what are your predictions for the Super Bowl? What's the score going to be? We got some comments here on Facebook. Paul says Rams 31-28.
Rams 31-28.
Yep, that's over the Pats. Right.
All right.
Lorraine said the Saints. I don't think she gets what we're doing here. let's see. Randolph said Rams 31, Pats 27.
31-27. All right. I don't disagree with any of these.
Michelle says 46-33 Pats. I don't think it'll be that high scoring. I don't think there's no way the Pats are going to score 46 on the Rams. Yeah. I just don't see it happening.
I mean, Rams don't have the greatest defense in the world, but yeah, I don't see 46.
But in 40, I mean, I could see that against the Chiefs. I thought it was going to be that high against the Chiefs.
Because it has to be. Yeah. It has to be that against the Chiefs.
Well, and the Chiefs, like I said, I think the Chiefs' defense isn't as good as the Rams. So I don't think it'll be that high scoring. Mm-hmm. Let's see. David said, unfortunately, the Pats by 10. Though I'm planning to sacrifice a goat at midnight Saturday night to hex Brady.
Oh, jeez.
Humna. Let's see here. Brian said, does it really matter? At least the Packers aren't in it. Brian, you're a Colts fan. Neither are the Colts, you moron. What are you doing with that? Oh, at least the Packers aren't in it. Neither is your team, you idiot.
My team is.
Yeah, your team is. That is. What do you have? What's your prediction?
My prediction?
Yeah, what do you think it's going to be?
You know, beginning of the week or right after the AFC Championship, I'm like, yeah, Pats definitely have it.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing more and more research because – before I do make opinions, I like to know a little bit about the other team.
Yeah,
you know, so I did my research, too. Rams are no joke. Obviously, they're in the Super Bowl. They're no joke. What scares me about the Rams is their offense.
Yeah.
And that fast, high-powered. Dude, the Pats got past the Chiefs. Barely. I mean, they had to give everything they had. Mm-hmm. Everything they had. And it was just like, you know, like Super Bowl a couple years ago. Everything had to kind of work out in their favor for them to pull this one off.
Yep.
And it did.
Yep.
Can it happen twice in a row? Ah.
That's tough.
I don't know, but at the same time, the Pats have been playing awesome.
They have been.
And
they've really stepped it up because at the beginning of this year, it was like, whoa, this is a different team.
Here's the difference maker, I think, that's going to, in my opinion, make the Pats win. Gronkowski.
Think so?
I think so. He's old. He's an old guy.
I think Gronk is done after this year, too.
I think he's done after this year, too.
Yep.
I honestly do. So this is what they do. You know how hurt he is all the time?
Oh, dude, it's terrible.
I don't think he's that hurt. I think they save him for playoffs.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I honestly think they're saving. They're doing it with LeBron right now.
Yeah.
He's not playing because they're saving him.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I think Belichick is saving him. And it's proven to work, man. The guy plays excellent in the playoffs.
He is such an anomaly. I don't know how you can have such a big, dumb creature have that good of hands.
I can't remember.
Be that good with ball awareness.
I'm not sure if it's touchdowns, yards, or one of these facts, but the only person that's got a better stat than him, Gronkowski, in playoffs, Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice, really?
And Jerry Rice, a receiver. He's a tight end. Dude.
Yeah, watching him against the Chiefs, it's like, it's unbelievable.
You just throw it up.
He's just a big, dumb animal
he's
that can catch the ball. It's insane.
I really think he might be the difference maker. Who knows? Who knows?
My prediction for the game is it's going to be 24-21 Rams.
Rams?
I think it's going to be tied up last field goal. I think both defenses are going to come to play.
If that's the case,
yeah,
you got to end the game on a field goal.
That's what I'm saying.
If you give Tom the ball with 30 seconds left.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not going to win.
That's what I'm saying is that the Rams are going to need to control that clock and get it down to literally 1 second.
You call timeout. Kick a field goal. You have to.
I think that's what it's going to come down to. 24-21, that's my prediction.
If they were smart.
Yep.
You know? But it's weird. It's almost like Belichick does things on purpose so Tom gets the ball.
He's fantastic at making the game run the way they want it to run.
Obviously, they want to stop Kansas City on that last drive.
Yep.
But I'm not putting it past Bill that he's like, you know, let's let him get it in the end zone with two minutes. Give us 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
That's all I want.
Why give him a chance to run the clock
Kansas
out more?
Kansas City should have held on to the ball. They scored too quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have told my guys, you know what? Just run around a little bit.
Dude.
We can kick a field goal, you know? Hell.
That's
hell, Lindbergh
now
did it.
These days. It's chess, man. Yeah. It's weird.
It's a game of chess. With you big old muscly chess pieces.
You know, you just can't have smash mouth, you know, big dudes anymore. Mm-hmm. You got to have skilled, smart coaches, players.
Well, the crazy thing is big guys are smart now. I mean, it's like you say, I joke about Gronk being a big dumb animal, but the guy can run around. He knows his place. Oh, yeah. So, all right, let's take a quick break. More when we come back on the Super Bowl.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning, 801 Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Talking about the big game. That's right, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Rams, Patriots, this Sunday, Maroon 5 may or may not play. We don't know yet.
I think we're going to talk about that a little later, too.
What a bunch of babies. All right, so before we get to some Super Bowl facts, someone on here, only a couple people, you know, what's your predictions for the Super Bowl? Who do you got winning? Well, Laura put, no one cares.
No one cares.
Matt said, I don't care, and I don't care.
So this is why you should care just a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to compare my situation to, there's a lot of New England haters out there. There's a lot of Tom Brady haters. I get it. I kind of understand why, because he always wins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody hates the person on top. This is why you should care about this game coming up Sunday. Even if you hate the Patriots, is you got to respect the legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed, 100%, you'll never see it again in your lifetime. What's happening
in
right
our
now.
Our lifetime?
Zero.
Probably not, but again, it's hard for me to say, and not taking anything away. It's just, for me, what scares me more and why the only reason I may say you could, because the game is changing so much.
Game is changing.
That's why we're going to see, I mean,
but
when you look back.
Everybody's getting so good.
Everyone is good, but also, too, you think about, like, Brady. Brady hasn't had to deal with the kind of pressure like Terry Bradshaw had. You know what I mean? That's why we're seeing quarterbacks have multiple games where they're throwing 500 yards and six touchdowns.
You can't solely put that on Tom, though.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying, though, is that I think we're still going to see really impressive feats to this level. It's hard to say. This is, if it is six, this is going to be something that will either stand the test of time or will stand for a long, long, long time in the way we see football as it is right now.
That's kind of how I compare it to. I'm the first self-proclaimed bandwagon fan. I have liked New England for a while. I will back myself up
like
on that.
I like that. The first self-proclaimed.
That's I am. Good. I'm a bandwagon fan. But I'm comparing this to Golden State. I didn't even know who Golden State was 10 years ago.
Yep.
Seven years ago.
Yep.
I'll be honest. But after the first time I saw them play, it's like, dude, that's how you play basketball.
And they changed the game.
That's why I like Golden State.
Yep.
So call me a bandwagon fan. I just like great sports.
Mm-hmm.
And New England plays that, man.
Yeah.
New England plays football.
Oh, no doubt.
How you should play football.
No doubt.
And that's what I like about them. And I just don't understand why people hate them so much. And you know why they win so much? Is because they play that style of football.
Well, they got to figure it out. And it's easy why people hate them. The basic fact is because they win. No one likes a team or a person that wins all the time. And I use this example. NASCAR, Jeff Gordon. And I remember, dude, the things he was called by NASCAR fans, the fact that he didn't have a Southern drawl and he won all the time, drove people nuts.
It's like, dude, come on.
They're like, oh, no, Jeff Gordon sucks. They made jokes about his sexuality. I mean, like,
respect the legacy, man.
And he was. And he was whooping everyone's ass, and people didn't like it.
Yeah, this Sunday, you know, put it aside a little bit. Even if you hate the Pats.
Nickelback.
Just, all right, that's another one.
Oh, Nickelback sucks. No, they don't. You just don't like the fact that they got popular and the fact that some person who's not a metalhead or whatever, the fact that they crossed over, you hate them. It's too big to succeed almost.
It's cool to hate that band or hate that team.
Exactly.
You know, should I go through these facts real quick? Because these are interesting. We got time?
We don't.
Okay.
Read me a couple.
Should I read you one? I like this
read
one.
Read me your favorite Super Bowl fact.
This is great. The priciest tickets for Super Bowl I, which was played on January 15th, 1967, cost
the Chiefs and the Packers.
cost $12.
That's the price.
Wait, though. Adjusted for inflation, that's the equivalent of about $89 today.
If I could buy a Super Bowl ticket for $89 today,
yeah,
it'd be insane.
Unbelievable. It doesn't stop there. Even at that bargain price, the event still did not sell out.
It didn't sell out. Come on. The first Super Bowl.
And listen to this. Super Bowl I halftime show consisted of two marching bands. An acclaimed Trumper named Al Hurt, two men in jetpacks, and 300 pigeons.
God, I tell you what.
Kick-ass halftime show.
The jetpacks, I would pay to see that now.
You know what? Two jetpacks in 1967?
Dude, that's spaceman stuff right there. Those people are probably, get the band off the field. I want to see this jetpack guy. This is the future. You know, let's do some more facts a little bit later on. We're going to take a quick break. Got your news. We'll be back in just a few. Rock one.